Firstly, I want to start with to get your take on the response to the poll that we ran on our WhatsApp channel. We asked our listeners if they thought vigilantism was justified considering the levels of mistrust in the police and also the inability or unwillingness, depending on how you want to look at it, of the police to get a handle on the crime situation. And 73% of the respondents of that poll said, yes, it was justified. What do you make of the outcome there?
Yeah, you know, that is expected, especially in the light of the situation in the Western Cape, where we also see that there is now a petition for the provincial commissioner to resign, and that stems from, it comes from a long way. You know, I don't know if maybe it was before your time, but in the late 90s there was a group in the Western Cape called Pagat that actually started off because of the dissatisfaction in the public, because in their perception the police did not do what they needed to do in order to protect them against gangsterism and drugs in the communities. It started off well, but unfortunately it went south, and you know, especially when the Stucky from one of them was actually burned alive, you know, that turned things around, and we all know what happened, what's the outcome of that. So when you support the rule of law, of course there's no place for that, but that's in the perfect world. So what we see in South Africa now is, because of the inability, incapacity, or unwillingness in many cases of the police service not to fulfill their mandate in terms of the constitution and also the Substack, it opens the door for the community to be dissatisfied, and this is one of, unfortunately, the natural outcomes when that happens.
Yeah. Another fascinating element to the conversation is also the issue around the consequences of mob justice and vigilantism. At times, it's community members frustrated. They're dealing with an immediate, I guess, you know, I wouldn't say pre-planned, but they're responding to an immediate situation, and they themselves then find themselves, you know, as you know, facing the might of the law, and many people feeling like that's unjustified, and laws around self-defense needing to be strengthened. Is that in fact the case, or is there an element that we're missing here?
Yeah, you see, that is a challenge that you have. Okay, you can't break the law enforcing the law. So in South Africa, it is the case that, you know, you are innocent until you're proven guilty in a court of law, and that is a right of every citizen, and that is the right that we have to respect. But it is very difficult if you sit with a situation where the very people that are supposed to uphold the law are not being trusted by the community, and according to the perception of the community, is not fulfilling their mandate in terms of what they have to do in order to create a safe environment for them to live in. So, but unfortunately, the consequences for vigilantism is that, of course, now that you will be criminalized, you will be investigated, and chances are good that you will be arrested and you have to face the consequences.
Yeah. Where then is the middle ground in terms of, you know, the frustrations of the communities across the country being addressed, while at the same time, you know, I guess, you know, many of our listeners this morning telling me that, look, we would opt out of vigilante attacks or mob attacks if the police simply did their job. Is that perhaps the solution? And if so, what does that look like?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I mean, it's not negotiable. The police has to actually fulfill their mandate. That's what they've been there. That's what the Constitution actually stipulates that they have to do. So instead of going the emotional way and taking law into your own hands, that will almost always have, you know, detrimental effect on you and some consequences. You know, we should look at what other instruments there are in order to mobilize. And I think what is happening in the Western Cape now with this group that is standing up and actually making a big noise, targeting the provincial commissioner for inaction according to their beliefs. You know, there are police community forums, you've got your local councillors. It's very powerful now, especially in this time when we've got the Mkhumazi revelations and the inquiry and everything focus is on the police. So this is the ideal time now to actually mobilize the communities and reach it to Parliament. There's a Fortuly committee there that is quite powerful, that is supposed to do civilian oversight and guidance and to put pressure on them, because I think at the end of the day, if you look at the history, especially after Western Cape, in terms of this, I think the focus will be there, and I think there should be results if we have an effective complaint by our communities.
Yeah. This I think something that we're missing in this conversation, Willem, in terms of the issue of the dependence on the police to essentially do the right thing or to do their jobs. What then happens in the interim, I guess, is where much of the questions from our listeners have come from this morning. What does happen in the interim, in your view?
Well, in the interim, you know, it is that we have to take ownership and go ownership with the police. We must just understand that, you know, even though there's a lot of bad apples within the police, all of them are not bad. And there are still some of them that are really trying to do the right thing, and that is fighting, and they are really serving the community. It is actually imperative that your communities actually look at them and maybe identify those people and work with them. It's also very, very, very essential that, you know, your community forums, your community policing forums, people, when they tend to lose trust, you know, they tend to start to neglect that and not be involved. But community involvement is extremely impossible in order to not only assist the police, but also to force their hand in order to do what is the right thing. So that is maybe one of the options that is there, that is available. Take ownership and work with the police. It's difficult if you don't trust them, but as I mentioned, all of them are not bad apples.
Yeah. Willem Els, crime analyst, thank you so much for your time this morning.